Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for a classic audio presentation from South Plainfield Library. Yes, we're going to do something different this time. We're going to present one of the most famous, or infamous, radio dramas ever broadcast. It's the Mercury Theater on the Air version of H.G. Wells' 1897 science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds. Put together by Orson Welles, the Mercury Theater had been broadcasting their radio program for several months at this point. It was a sustainer program, meaning it had no sponsor beyond the network itself. When Halloween approached, Wells decided he wanted to do a version of War of the Worlds, but updated to the then-present day, with modern-sounding newscasts. Nobody else was particularly eager to do it, but they had little choice for an alternative. So, uncredited scriptwriter Howard W. Koch and uncredited producer John Houseman, with great effort, got it together and on paper. By the way, the only person credited for the program was Orson Welles. Now for the Martian landing site, Koch got himself a map of New Jersey, dropped a pencil, and thus selected Grover's Mill, which by the way is a real place. It's in West Windsor, I've actually been there, and there's a place there called Van Nest Park, which has an actual monument to the Martian landing site. I'm going to go over and check it out. On October 30th, they went on the air and presented their fictional story of the alien attack. Soon, though, reports came through that people thought it was real, and the panic was spreading. They made sure to repeat the show title at the normal station break and continued on with the program. Now, by the time the show was over, Wells and Houseman were horrified by reports of suicides, riots, deaths, and property damage. As a matter of fact, nobody died. There was only minor damage and only a few injuries. But the panic had made headlines, and it made Wells a household name, and it also got the show a sponsor. Guess there's no such thing as negative publicity. Now, there have been theories over why the panic set in. The tension over the approach of war in Europe is frequently cited, and another is people simply tuning in late and hearing realistic-sounding reports of an alien attack, including an address by the Secretary of the Interior, played by actor Kenny Dolmar, sounding very much like FDR. Now, there have been conflicting reports on how widespread the panic really was. Well, I wasn't there, I can only go by what I've read, so I figure I'm going to follow the Liberty Valance idea of, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. In any case, the broadcast has been reenacted many times, and has been referenced often in productions ranging from the TV cop show Cold Case, to the cult movie favorite Buckaroo Banzai, to an audio adventure from Doctor Who. There have also been two TV productions that present fictionalized stories of the panic, The Night America Trembled from 1957, and The Night That Panicked America from 1975. Now, I'm pretty sure both of those are available on the net, but we have the original Mercury production, so listen and judge for yourself about how panic-inducing it is. Now, since this program only lasts about an hour, we have two extra features today. One is an episode of the well-regarded old-time radio sci-fi series, X-1. The episode is called Mars is Heaven, and it's based on the Ray Bradbury story, originally published in Planet Stories magazine in 1948, then later included in his classic book, The Martian Chronicles. Now, this is technically the third production of the story for radio. It had been previously used on the adventure series Escape, and in X-1's precursor, science fiction series Dimension X. Now, what you're about to hear is actually the audio of the Dimension X production with new narration put in for X-1. So technically, it's the second production rather than third. Well, whatever. And we also have a Warner Brothers cartoon. It's called Rocket Bye Baby, and it's about another encounter with Martians, but it's much more benign and a lot funnier. Now, just a reminder to please leave your comments or suggestions on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or call us at 908-754-7885. And you can also catch up on any of our previous classic movie presentations by looking up the titles and links thereof on our website. That's at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Now, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, originally broadcast on CBS Radio on October 30th, 1938, here's War of the Worlds. And originally broadcast on NBC Radio on May 8th, 1955, here's Mars Is Heaven. And from Warner Brothers in 1956, here's Rocket Bye Baby. Hope you like... Hey, wait a minute, hold it. I'm just looking out my window here. Holy cow, there's a Martian tripod out there. They must have missed it when they were cleaning up after the last invasion. I mean, the thing is actually walking down Washington Avenue. Oh, no. No, it's turning towards my house. It's firing up the heat ray. It's turning towards my window. It's... Okay, I'm kidding. Happy Halloween.